Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, Joan Jett of comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar, Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What's going on, baby boys? We're here. It's a Real Ass Podcast. We're back on Zoom. Sorry, I'm just tweeting out that we're live right now. Very excited to not have to leave my home today to work. It is a snow day. Is it really a snow day, though? Is it really a snow day unless you're not working, unless you're sitting around getting stoned, eating shitty food all day? That's like a snow day for me. I'm actually having a even more frustratingly busy day than normal, at least when I go into work on Mondays. I don't have a child. My child's running around in the background making noises, and I'm trying to just sort of settle into the day and not have him kill himself like peripherally, because that's what happens. I'll be podcasting, streaming, whatever it is, and then I just see him. I was on my Twitch stream before. He was watching a movie, and I guess the movie ended. So I'm sitting there playing Rocket League with Maddie, and then he comes down the stairs completely naked and starts making cat noises while he's dancing. And I was like, okay, James, this is not a fucking appropriate at all.
First of all, Zach was going to do that while you were live streaming Legion of Skanks when we were in your living room like 2 weeks ago.
Meow, meow, meow.
Seriously, you were on the air and I just didn't know who the guest was. And I was like, man, it would be a really bad impression if it was somebody you guys cared about. I was just going to walk naked down into your basement.
That would have been hilarious. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. You know that. That's your boy, Zach D'Amico. Zach, how you feeling, my friend?
I'm feeling well. It's a nice snow day. It's good to not have to go out in this horribleness.
Yeah, it really is. It's chaos out there. It started snowing last night at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I woke up in the middle of the night and everything was covered. It was already like 8 or 9 inches of snow.
Yeah, I woke up to the state of emergency text saying, don't go out.
Yeah, and now it's coming down harder than it was last night right now. There's like a foot of snow at least outside. So I'm trying to manage this snow day. My son was called off of school. He snowed in. Usually he stays with me Thursday through, like I bring him back to the city on Monday morning and drop him off at school. So now he's with me for at least two more days this week. And I realized that I only have 3 to 4 days worth of love in me at a time.
He doesn't do it remotely, Lewis?
He does remote learning. He does remote learning 2 to 3 days a week, depending on the week. They alternate. Like he's in 2 or 3 days. He's at home 2 or 3 days. You guys know that voice. You love that voice. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Italians, it's Mike Figgs.
Hey, what's going on, baby boys?
Hey.
Yeah,
and also very happy to have back on the show. You know, really, I mean, basically an unofficial real ass podcast fucking co-host. This guy comes on probably more than anybody. You guys know him from the High Society radio show. It's Chris from Brooklyn, Chris Fager. What's up, kid?
What up? Thank you for having me on whenever somebody cancels.
Just when somebody can. I mean, but that's a compliment. That means you're tried, true, proven. You know,
it's not just when somebody cancels. It's also when Lewis forgets to book a guest.
Yeah. A lot of the time somebody cancels. We don't. But you're.
Oh, Chris is up at 2 a.m. I'll just text him.
Well, it's just that you're willing to do it, and you're not going to be like an overeager shithead about it.
Yeah, exactly. No,
because the people that are willing to do the show at the drop of a hat usually are a little.
Try
too excited, Robbie Goodwin.
Yeah.
So look, later this month, by the way.
He's going to be on a show later this month. Good.
I like Robbie.
I love Robbie. Let me say this, and let me make this very clear. Mike Harrington, if I find out that he's the reason that Gomez Watches Seinfeld is not up on Gas Digital right now after it premiered last night, if I find out he's the reason, he is suspended from all Gas Digital activities for 1 week. All Gas Digital activities for 1 week he will be suspended for, because I found out this morning that it wasn't up, and it makes me so fucking angry the amount of mistakes that one human being can make. Is that my fault? When does it become my fault?
Lewis, you know, when we put out 5 episodes of Notes of a Goon at once, I went and looked at them, and he wrote for the first episode, he goes, Chris from Brooklyn is back at it again for the first time. And then for the next 8 episodes, he just wrote, Chris from Brooklyn is back at again. And somebody brought it. He did it 8 weeks in a row. I corrected him, fixed it, and then he did it the next 3 weeks in a row.
It's fucking crazy. I shouldn't have to check somebody's work that much. And here's the thing. Like, he's so loyal. It's a fucking shame. Like, there's Harrington, and I mean this, would fucking, if there was like a gunman that came into Gas Digital, he would jump in front of the bullets and fucking take the shots for anybody on staff. And that type of loyalty you can't teach, but man.
But there's also nothing else you can teach him.
There's no other redeeming quality except for the fact that he's willing to take a bullet. And the chances of somebody shooting up Gas Digital are so slim that that thing is sort of meaningless.
Oh, did Random die?
Yes.
The funny thing is, if somebody came into Gas Digital with a gun, it would be you to shoot Harrington.
Okay, I gotta fucking relax.
He's not even listening to you. He didn't hear what the fuck he said.
Dude, you kicking Harrington in the balls the other day was the highlight of my week.
I accidentally kicked Harrington in the balls. So me and Harrington will break out into... It's not even shadow boxing. It's bare knuckle fighting probably 2 or 3 times a week.
And that's you mean you just attack him?
No, but he attacks back. He defends himself. And sometimes we actually start really hitting each other. And this time I threw a leg kick. What my thing to do with him is because he trains boxing with Diego and he's gotten okay. He's not good at all. I can still fucking just piece him up anytime I want. But that's saying something because I'm not good at boxing. So if I can piece you up at will, it means you're not good at boxing. It means that it's not something that you've taken to very well. I'm not athletic. I'm slow. I'm plodding. I've just been doing it a little bit longer than him. But I neither of us are very athletic. But what I'll do is sometimes, just to keep him on his toes, I'll throw in a leg kick. And I was wearing my Tim's the other day, and I threw a leg kick at him.
Oh,
I landed a really nice
right.
But no, it's shin to thigh meat. It was my shin. I didn't hit him with the boot, except my toe. If you know the way it works, if you do an outside leg kick, you know, your toe's essentially pointing in. Harrington must have nice fat balls because when I landed the leg kick, my toe tapped his balls from behind. So if you can imagine, like my shin kicks his outer thigh, my toe snapped into his balls and it put him down for 5 minutes at least.
It was like he tried to check the kick with his balls.
And look, those are the reasons you keep Harrington around. To be honest. I should also say for anybody watching live in the Gas Digital chat, make sure you guys, I'm looking at Dildo say this right now in the chat. If you guys are watching live on Gas Digital, turn it to SD 360p, because I guess there's limitations in streaming on Zoom. So the high def version will be up later on today, but we are streaming on Zoom because of this snowstorm. It was basically impossible to get in, so we didn't want to leave you guys in the cold. I didn't realize that we could stream from Zoom, Zach. We're not missing shows anymore. There's no reason to miss shows anymore if we could actually stream live from Zoom.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, so... So Dylan, let them know in the fucking chat, or I'll let you guys know. Maybe turn it to 360p and you guys won't have issues streaming this live right now. It is the Real Ass Podcast. It is going to be a great show. We do have a lot to talk about today. I will say, before we even get into that, let's just get our plugs done. Let's get them out of the way. Chris, what do you got to plug?
I'm in High Society Radio every Thursday at 8 here on Gas Digital. I think the new episode comes out tomorrow. We're breaking down a lot of the GameStop stuff. We're talking about that. And then, the new episode of Notes of a Goon also comes out tomorrow. That's my solo podcast. That episode is titled A Man Called Rape. You can find out why if you go download that.
All right, sweet. It's the Luis J. Gomez biography. Mike Figs.
I got a new show premiering on Gas Digital called Only Figs. It's not check true. It out every it's not, Tuesday. It's not officially true.
He loves to announce things. I like it, though.
Follow me on TikTok, Figgy the Kid. And Instagram, Comic Mike Figs.
Zach Amico.
Follow me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Cattle's Wrestling Saturdays mornings at 11 a.m. And starting soon, we got Bye Guys with me and Ian.
And not Lewis. Bye Guys with you and Ian and not Lewis. Because I am not bisexual. Let me make that very fucking clear. They told me on the end of the last episode of Legion of Skanks that they were pranking me, and that we all passed our lie detector test. It was just funnier. But it's like they let me go for 3 full days thinking I was bisexual. I was questioning myself. Every day in the mirror, I looked at myself. I was like, who are you? Do you even know yourself? I had no idea. I almost experimented sexually with a man. I was like, you know, I got to own this. I got to really, you know, because nobody's making fun of people for being bisexual when they own it. It's only when you go, no, I don't want to be bisexual. Please, dear God. Then everyone trashes you for it. But it turns out they lied. I'm not happy with my entire staff. It was 3 full days of me, you know, really just questioning who I am, questioning my subconscious, because that lie detector test couldn't be any more fucking accurate. So I'm very happy to report that I'm not bi. If you call me bisexual in the chat, I will ban you. Also, I banned a guy the other day because I guess he points out that I say a lot.
So you ban him.
I banned this guy. I bet because he thought it was just funny every time. Be like, I was like, okay, what do you think you're gonna do here? Do you think you're gonna win in this fucking battle versus me? I can literally click a button and make it so you can't fucking chat here anymore. So
why is it a battle? I don't understand why it's a battle.
No. They're battling me. I see this other guy. There's another guy umming right now. So I will ban you as well. Why do they think I will not take away their chat abilities?
They pay $6 a month to listen to you say
Some of them pay $8 a month. They're fucking retarded. What do you want me to say?
Yep, that's what we wanted you to say.
My favorite food? Steakums. So I will fucking... That's right. Chris from Colorado is about to go next. If Chris... And I mean this, Dylan. If Chris from Colorado writes again, if he writes it one more time, ban him for life. It's not even a fucking 24-hour ban or a 48-hour ban. You didn't ban us, Spick. That's right. He wrote Spick. So please, go ahead. And I mean this. Ban him right fucking now. He wrote, you're bi.
He called you a Spick, and that's not even a...
somebody calls me a Spick.
It's not a big deal at all.
It's a racist live chat. People should be able to be racist in our live chat. But if you mock my speech patterns, it's over.
Lewis, what happens when they get banned, though? Do they get
somebody
like...
goes, somebody wrote, come, eater. What happens when they get banned? They can't be in the chat.
Yeah, but do they like lose their subscription? Do you give them their money back?
Absolutely not. Absolutely
not. Give me their fucking money back. If they want to keep their subscription without the live chat option, they can keep their subscription without the live chat option. What do you think is going to happen here?
Hedge fund Louis over here. Fucking
canceling
shit.
Hell yeah. So let's get into this fucking show today. Shannon, we're going to have some world news for Figs later on. This is the show that Figs is trying to pitch me.
It's not true. Not at all. It's not what I'm trying to pitch.
We have, today we do our shirt winner.
Oh, that's right. I didn't do my plugs. All right, me and Zach, we will be February 12th and 14th in Houston, Texas at the Secret Group. Friday night, we're doing 2 shows with me headlining, Zach featuring. Then Sunday night, we're doing a live Real Ass podcast taping. On the 13th of February, we're going to be in Lafayette, Louisiana, lafayettecomedy.com for tickets. I think that first show is just about sold out. They're adding a second show, I believe. Also, on Monday, February 15th, me and Zach will both be on Kill Tony in Austin, Texas. So get your tickets early for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Zach's never done Kill Tony before. We're going to be out in Texas. We're going to rent a fucking dope-ass car and drive down to Austin and make it a little trip. So that'll be a lot of fun. Also, guys, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. You get access to every podcast that we have on the network instantly and ad-free. And as long as you're not writing the word or that I'm bisexual in the chat, you can have the racist live chat as a member benefit as well, which I really love. So make sure you guys go subscribe, support the show, support all the shows on the network, including all 3 of my shows, all 4 of my shows, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Real Ass Podcast, and Gomez Watch a Seinfeld, all in one place, one website, gasdigitalnetwork.com. You get access to everything, every single thing. And then we are giving away 1 piece of merch every month as well. For one person who leaves a review on iTunes, good or bad, we give away a free piece of merch. Shannon, you can do the drawing.
Okay, I just picked one. The winner's name is Philbo18. And
Philbo18. What was his review?
Hold on. I'm trying to find it. There was actually a lot of reviews this month.
Hell yeah, dude. Thank you guys for reviewing. Go to our iTunes right now. Leave a 5-star rating, positive review, ideally. But 1 review every month, good or bad, we give away a free piece of merch to. So
the title is 5 stars, and they gave 5 stars, and they said, I would totally subscribe to the Italians podcast and Mike Figs, the early front runner for the guest of the year. Assie.
No.
I swear to God.
Sassy bitch. Stock just went up, motherfucker. Went from $15 an episode to $35.
Oh my God.
Let's make it happen.
It's like a steal, Lewis. You can't.
I'm here on Fight Island.
You couldn't lock Figs down for $15 an episode? Are we doing that much. Badly?
It's too much.
Look at that.
Jesus, I would have chipped in $5.
Look, we're gonna Figs might have a show eventually on the Gas Digital Network. We'll see. We have to negotiate, baby boy.
He thinks all that was worth Aaron and Gino not liking us anymore.
Wait, do Aaron and Gino not like us anymore?
They watched the Italians episode and fucking pouted the whole time.
Because they're sad. They miss me. Because me and Berg had a little bit of a...
Timeout. Wait a minute. What happened? Get the fuck out of here. They don't...
Somebody tagged me in it. I wouldn't watch it because I hate watching people watch me.
They watch the Italians.
No, so check it out. We made fun of them. So check it out. So Berg and I kind of had a weird falling out, whatever. He basically hit me up and was like, hey, Figs, like I want you to take a break from the show. And I didn't know if it was a bit. I wasn't sure what was going on, but he was like, yeah, you know, I've just been thinking about it. I don't want you on the show for a while, you know, but you can come down to AC. Let's do some gigs, you know, whatever. But, you know, and I was like, wow, this is kind of awkward. And I didn't know what to say. So he calls me. We go back and forth. And at first I thought it was a bit, but he was serious. So I kind of fucking got pissed. And I told him, I said, listen, if you don't want me on, like, don't. And then so then he hit me up and goes, you know what, Figs, just come on Wednesday. I was like, no, don't give me your fucking pity. I've been part of the show for years, busting my ass with you guys. Every time they go away, I fill in for one of them. You know, I'm always doing stuff. All of my fans are basically from that show. So I kind of got butthurt.
Can you tell this story as Aaron Berg?
And then, so I hate my wife. I can't. Sorry about that. I'm trying to do Canadian. Yeah, black people.
This is not one of your better impressions.
I can't do Berg, but so he was so then he just, I don't know. I thought it was a bit. It felt like a bit at first, but I think it's serious. And we started blocking each other on Twitter. And
you blocked each other on Twitter? Timeout. What is going on with you, Figs? Can I say this? Because I like you. I like Figs a lot. I have no problems with Figs, but there's some red flags here. There's some red flags.
Let me just be honest. Listen.
There's some red flags.
Listen.
Red figs.
I'm a respectful cat. Okay. I felt my feelings got hurt. I thought it was some bullshit. You know, I fucking, that place was like my home. So for him telling me,
let's rewind this for a second. Okay.
Okay.
You had a legitimate falling out with Chrissy Mayer. I did not know that was legitimate when you came on the show and you mentioned something. She mentioned something. I thought it was sort of a bit. And you guys were just sort of like fucking with each other. You know, when we left Anthony Cumia's network, when Legion of Skanks left Compound Media, we took some shots at Anthony and at Keith, but it was in good fun. Where there was like truth to the fact that, you know, I was offended that they didn't think we were worth more than if I even gave the number, it's such a pathetic fucking number that we were asking for. It's laughable. I think about the amount of money that Legion of Skanks makes right now, and it is fucking laughable. It is it's absolutely batshit crazy to me that they wouldn't pay us what we were asking for. But it's business. You sort of separate business from the personal side of things. And we left. We fucked with Keith the Cop a little bit. We made some jokes about Anthony and the network, but it was all in good fun because I'm friends with Anthony and I'm friends with Keith to this day. Like Keith will still text me he doesn't even work at Compound Media anymore. He'll still text me just asking how I'm doing. So there's a little bit, all of these jokes live in some reality. And then you, once we're off air, you kind of go like, who gives a shit? It's not really that big of a deal. It's not worthwhile. But it seems like you and Chrissy have had a legitimate, actual, real deal falling out. Now it has spilled over to your relationship with Berg and Gino. And I'm just saying, right now, you're the common denominator.
Check it out. You're 100% correct. Let's start with Chrissy. So that I'm at fault with the Chrissy situation. I should have left earlier. I should have been more professional. So I went back and forth with Chrissy and I apologized to Chrissy. I didn't like her attitude. I expressed myself, but she's not ready to move on. She's upset. She wants me to she wants me to, it's whatever I say to her is not enough. Regardless if I apologize, regardless if I say,
what was the falling out with Chrissy? Officially,
I wasn't sure if I had COVID. And I called her, I say, hey, listen, I might have COVID. I got a test back, these double negative bullshit, whatever. I even told her there was a test that was positive. I wasn't sure if it was positive or negative based off the report. So anyways,
you lied. You lied to Chrissy.
I didn't lie. I embellished a bit because
you embezzled.
Look, let's be clear here, Figs. What happened was you asked for a raise and she gave you two claps for no, and then you had to move on.
No, man. I was never, the money was fine. Dude, you know, she got upset that I said that. So on the last episode I did with you guys, I told you guys that I got paid in ketchup packets. I said I made like $15 an episode, and she was like, how dare you say that? I was like, Chrissy, this is an obvious fucking joke. You know, I was like, I'm the type of guy, I'm not going to tell
you. I believe you 100%.
Thank you, Zach. So she got upset with that.
I watched some of you were on a podcast, that ski mask guy. I watched a clip of that because I was tagged in it. And I was like, why am I being tagged in such a, and no offense to ski mask, you know, fucking whatever it is, you know.
But Ash Black has a podcast?
I'm not, I am above all of that. Please do not tag me. Do not tag me in your fucking fan of fan casts. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, for the love of God.
It's a show. They review podcasts. They talk about, they don't review podcasts.
And I met that guy. Ski Mask is a cool guy. He's fucking great. But it's like, it's not my fucking drama. Why am I being tagged in some fucking fan?
It was a setup, Lewis. It was a setup. I like those guys. I got no problem with those guys, but they had me on. I was in there for a good time. And then Chrissy popped up. She came in hot. You know, she was eager to confront me. And she was basically saying, like, listen, I don't like what you're saying. You fucking, here's the truth. You lied to me and you quit and you were deceitful and all this shit. And I told her, I said, listen, I don't feel like I lied to you. I go, I did flake on that last episode. I basically told her I wanted to Skype in instead of going to Manhattan.
To be fair, devil's advocate, you did just say that you told her you got a positive COVID test when you weren't even sure if you did.
I said it like that. I wrote her. I said, hey, I said it like a lie.
Okay.
I said it like a lie. I did. I said it like a lie.
I took a thing that wasn't true and I presented it as a true thing.
But not even really.
Regardless of what it was, the point was, I said, hey, let me Skype in. I said, let's switch it up. Let me Skype in. And she was like, who are you to fucking say that you could switch it up? Like, you can't Skype in. I got someone else Skyping in. You know, and then this whole thing with the checks came up, and then another thing came up, and then I was like, you know what, we keep button heads. And
why did you leave the show initially?
This is because I lost enthusiasm for the show. I realized that I signed up for something that I thought it was like a, you know, not the Chrissy and Fig show, but I thought I would, you know, after a while just being on the couch, I was like, this is kind of not my bag. And then if I did anything, you know, if I flaked, if I couldn't make it, you know, it was like this, you know, boss employee relationship. It didn't feel like a hang. It didn't feel fun. I do this shit because it's fun.
Right.
So I understand the professional aspect of it, which is why I feel like I owed Chrissy an apology. And I did say I was sorry. I was like, you know what, Chrissy, you're right. You put a lot of work into your show and I fucking flaked on a few episodes. And then I gave you some bullshit excuse not to show up to Manhattan. I was like, you're right.
Well, it's literally the Chrissy Mayer show, right?
It's the West Bower Chrissy Mayer, and I was her announcer. And she'll go and say,
you're not even a co-host. You're an announcer.
Exactly. So she, but you know, and
as your friend, I would have said, don't present yourself that way ever in a million years. Never present. Even like me and Zach, who, you know, for the first year or two of this show, it was Real Ass Podcast. Louis J. Gomez is Real Ass Podcast. Zach didn't come to me and say, hey, dude, I want my name attached to it. Like, you know, I need to have a sense of ownership. I recognized
as
a performer.
That's great. Exactly. And because you're friends. Because that's your boy.
Right.
And you fucking respect him. Exactly. So
to be fair, though, they had to figs out two other co-hosts.
We figured it out, as they say.
So that's your fucking boy.
But I went to Zach and I said, hey, dude, I was like, because it wasn't even like, I don't remember. We had a conversation, not an argument. We had a conversation about something. But I said, hey, look, you know, you've been doing this show for a long time. You know, you should have your name attached to it. You shouldn't be a fucking second, third chair on anybody else's show. You need to fucking take a sense of ownership. And for me, it was also a business decision because I was like, I want to get the best out of Zach. I don't want Zach phoning it in. I don't want Zach not showing up sometimes. I don't want Zach to feel as if this isn't his project. I wanted Zach to have a sense of ownership. And that was a decision not only because I'm his friend, but it was also a production decision because the show is an incredible show. The show's grown to a place where we have a really crazy fan base. And I know that when Zach is on and Zach is motivated, he's the funniest person on the fucking planet, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know.
And then there's days like today.
And then there's when Zach just sits there and stares at me like I'm a fucking asshole.
So midway through my time there, she did approach me like, was like, Fig, like, how, like I noticed, I perhaps she noticed a little bit of a, you know, my energy level was kind of lower, a little bit less enthusiasm. And she was like, hey, is everything all right? Like, you want to talk? You know, and it was that point where I realized, okay, this is like, what I'm So I was like, no, you know what? You know, I'll just hang in there. This is fine. It is what it is. You know, whatever. I'm the fucking announcer. I'm having fun, you know, but that's when I should have bailed out. So when it comes to me and Chrissy, I'm upset by her attitude towards me because I would have handled things differently. She says, oh, you wouldn't, you don't know, but I would have handled things differently. I would have gave her a call. I would have spoke to her like, yo, Chrissy, what's up? What's going on? Let's talk about it. You want to Skype in? You know, I just would have handled it differently. So
I got to be honest. This sounds like some real friend zone high school shit. Just fight her boyfriend and let's get this over with.
Just do it.
So that's the thing. I'm not her boyfriend, so I don't have to deal with her shit. So when she's has an attitude and she's upset with me and she's saying all the shit on Twitter, I just fucking blocked her. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I watched her be like, Figs, you know, I'm fucking giving you an opportunity and I'm watching it.
I'm like, in my mind, I'm going,
if Chrissy fucking Mayer ever talked to me that way, oh my God, are you fucking crazy? And I love Chrissy. Chrissy's on Legion of Skanks next week. I'm friends with Chrissy. Chrissy is a peer of mine. But it was very interesting to watch her go into fucking boss mode, and it made me respect you a little bit less.
But thank you. Okay, well, all right. Well, that's what irked me the entire time, because I was like, we're fucking pals, and this is what's happening. This is one of the big reasons why I got out of this. But I will admit that I was at fault because I was not the most professional. So that's the crazy situation.
Here's what you did, and I've watched this happen a lot with people in this industry. When it was time to fucking man up and say, hey, I'm not interested in this anymore. I don't like the way I'm being presented. You didn't do it the right way. You sort of tap danced around that fact because it seems that that's what was going on. You were like, this isn't my show. I'm sort of putting effort in for a show that's not mine. I'm not really being presented the way that I want to be presented. So your heart wasn't completely in it. And you should have just been very clear about that from day one, or sort of nipped it in the bud months before and been like, hey, you know what? I'm not like, we need to shift things up here in order to keep me motivated, because Figs, you are a very talented performer. I really do mean that. But it was a communication issue and you needed to communicate you know, that's just on you. So that's fine. So what happened with Aaron Berg and Gino? I didn't realize they did a watch along. They watched our fucking, I wasn't there that day.
No, so. I don't think they did a watch along. I think they just pulled up.
They watched clips
or whatever. Yeah. They watched clips. So, So every now and then I just pop up in the hot water and I fuck around with those guys. It's kind of like a gym for me, you know. It's a hang. Those are my boys, you know. We've been doing it for a while, and it's always been, I'll just hit up Berg the day before and be like, hey Berg, I'm gonna come by and fucking do Joe Mackey or something, you know. Oh, look at this new story. Like, you think this will be funny? And you know, majority of the time he's like, yeah, come on in and just fuck around. So it was one of those days, and I came on by and you know. A lot, even if I bomb on that show, it's fun. It came to the point where they just want me to bomb. So I'm like trying my best to try to make them laugh. It's just, it's
riff-raff. Bombing is great on a podcast. It's how you bomb. Bobby Kelly, actually, he really sort of made it. He figured out how to use bombing on a podcast. It's probably Opie and Anthony, to be honest with you. He probably got it from them, but Opie and Anthony figured out a way. It was different than Stern. Because it's not like Howard Stern brought guys on and then they'd bomb and then, you know, they'd get smashed. Howard Stern would bring on retarded people and they would sort of make fun of retarded people. Opie and Anthony would bring on comics and people that were trying to be funny. And if somebody bombed, it was like, well, this is the whole show is just about how much they fucking stink now. So Bobby Kelly with the Bomb Dan, if you guys have never watched YKWD, that's, you know, where I really learned how to podcast. Go back and just search myself, Dan Soder, Joe Listen, any YKWD ever. He had the Bomb Dana, which was a bandana you have to wrap around your microphone if you ever told a joke that bombed. So it became a fun thing. When somebody would bomb, everyone just turned their attention on that person. So bombing is a beautiful thing in podcasting. Bombing is an incredible thing, and you could use it as a jumping off point to have a lot of fun. So they understand that about you. And Aaron and Gino, they're smart broadcasters. They've been doing comedy a while. And Gino is a master of bombing. So
Is
that because he looks Arab?
Yes. So I'm just basically giving you, like, you know, what a normal day was like there. So imagine that plus the in hot water structure, which is fucking, you know, you're calling in as Bill Cosby, you're calling in as a burn victim, you're calling in, you know, you're doing all this fucking
same thing,
you know, voices and shit. Yeah. So I mean, so yeah, one day he just hit me up and he was like, "Yo, Figs, I think you should take a break from the show." I had an idea for something, and he was like, "No, you can't do it." I'm like, "What's going on?"
He's like, "I have this idea. Me being on the show."
You're gonna show. So he was like, "No." So then I sent him the voice recording of the idea, and he was like, "Wow, that's actually fucking hilarious." And I was like, "Yeah, all right, cool, I'll see you tomorrow." He's like, "No, you can't come." And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Listen, you can come do stand up with us, come do this, come do that, but I don't want you on the show."
Do you know the reason he's saying this?
I don't. I think it's a bit. I think it's because of the trolls on Twitter. You know, fucking Twitter people will be like, "Oh, Figs is on in hot water."
The Italians? You think it has to do with the Italians?
No. This is before the Italians. This is doing a Marvel timeline. This is after Chrissy Mayer, me leaving Chrissy Mayer. This is before the Italians.
Think this is coming from upper management? This is from who's E-Rock the new Keith the Cop?
E-Rock. E-Rock loves E-Rock. Me. He told me I could film a pilot there anytime I want. E-Rock's my man. Everybody at Compound, I love everybody at Compound. I've got no issue. I could walk into Compound, you know, I'm booked on a show and we'll have a good time. Like, it's not like that at all. So it's just a coincidence that I fall out with Chrissy and now Berg is giving me shit. So Berg goes, "You know, I don't want you in the show." So I kind of send him a message like, "This is awkward." He calls me and he's kind of like, "Yeah, listen, man, I'm just, you know, let's give it a break. You know, once a week I think is too much. Maybe if you come once a month." He's like, "But for now, let's give it a break." And to me, it's like you telling Zach, "Listen, Zach, yeah, take it easy. We'll have you on once in a while, but, you know, I really don't want you here." And then he goes, "But you could come to AC and fucking party with us." So it's like saying,
"Hold on, wait a second, Figs. Lewis did that to me through Shannon like 4 months ago."
No, I didn't.
Well, you used to have me on the show a lot more, and then, like, now you're just like, "Shannon books the show," because we talked about it earlier.
Shannon does book the show.
Yeah, but you used to forget to book people.
Block them, Chris.
You block me. I'm not. I don't give a fuck. I knew you were. I was mostly on the show a lot because you would forget to book people.
Well, when I was booking the show, when it was twice a week, I was booking the show, and I'm very last minute. So you're right. That's what'll happen. Yeah. I'm like, "Fuck, it's the day before the show. I need somebody, so I'll call you." But it wasn't. It's not a negative. I mean, I call you because you're one of the better guests on the show, and you live close by.
Yeah. No, I got
emotionally invested, I think, because I felt close to that show. I felt, you know, before COVID, if Berg went on a cruise, I was there 4 days a week filling in for Berg. If Gino was in fucking L.A., you know, freeloading off somebody, I was there for Gino. So it kind of I kind of took it as a jab. So we had a conversation on the phone.
It's not a jab. It's a fucking overhand right. He said, "Get out of my fucking life."
Yeah. So we spoke to each other. And then 5 minutes later, he goes, "Figs, come on Wednesday. Like, come by." And I took it as
if Berg threw a jab, it'd be below the belt.
That's true. Yeah. He punched you in
my balls were hurting. He hit me in the back of my balls. So I was like, "Nah, man, I don't want your pity. You know, we had a conversation. Now you're like, 'All right, Figs, come on by.' I'm like, did you forget everything I fucking done for you guys? Like, all the fun we've had? Like, this is some bullshit. This is not how you treat a friend." So I was like, "Fuck you. I'm not coming back to the show. I'm not tap dancing for your fucking ego. If you don't want me there, I'm not going to be somewhere I'm not wanted." And I said, "Peace." And then he just wrote back, "Okay." Like, he didn't give a fuck. And then the next fucking week of shows was just based off me talking about me. So then when I did the Italians thing, and then Gino started talking shit. So then I sent Gino the
What
YouTube
did Gino
comments.
Say like, about that? Because I wasn't even on it. But that is a shot at the Real Ass Podcast. Gino, and if Gino wants some of this fucking heat, I'll come after Gino.
Fucking Gino. So Gino goes, Figs, we get it. You're Italian. That was the worst 45 minutes I've ever heard. Like, all this bullshit. So then I went back at him and I was like, I was like, yeah, it was like watching one of your sets for 45 minutes. I'll unblock you when you're funny and it doesn't feel like a fucking spelling bee. Because, you know, he likes to fucking spell words and shit on stage. But anyways.
I'm going so to Niggleland. Sorry, I don't have the soundboard, so I'm just going to do it myself.
So yeah. So that's pretty much it. And then it was just kind of back and forth. I had a few zingers. And then we all blocked each other.
What was the reason that Aaron said not to come on the show? Do you know at this point?
I think he was – I really don't know. I think it was either a bit or either he was letting Twitter get to him. You know, like because Twitter will say some fucked up shit. Like they'll say, we love Figs. Yeah, Figs is on. Retweet. And they'll be like, oh God, comedy. He's a comedy anchor. He holds down the show. Fucking Figs. And
it's saying that he was insecure because you were so good. Figs is a delusional creature. I need to point this out.
He's an absolute psychopath.
And I love you. And I think you're very talented. I need to make it very clear. But you are fucking... So your thing is you were too good for these shows.
I believe what Figs is trying to say is that people online like to bitch when he's on the show. And Figs thinks... Aaron might have like let that get in his head.
No, he didn't say that. He said that people are saying he's an anchor. He's the best part of the show.
He stops the boat from going.
When you say anchor, that's very interesting because I think of comedy anchor would be like anchoring down the fucking ship.
It's me
keeping it all together. It's you're saying comedy anchor.
Lewis like loves when Jay says that to him.
You're saying, I get it. So he the ship's a moving, and then here comes Figs just fucking let me stop this fucking.
But it's a joke. They say that, and then the next guy will say Figs fucking do Joe Mackey, fucking do Bill Cosby. You know, it's just Twitter. It's bullshit. So that I don't know if he was like, let's kind of give it a break, or maybe perhaps he just wanted to be him and Gino. So when I look back on it, maybe I should have been like, all right, cool, dog. I should have been patient. But I got sensitive because I felt I'm Puerto Rican because I felt like these guys are my boys. So it's like it's like a fucking kick to the back of my nuts. I was like, are you serious? Like for like, really? Like what the fuck did I do? I don't know. I just felt I got sensitive about it. So I was like, all right, you know what? I'm not going to be somewhere I'm not wanted, you know? And so then Gino just jumps on board with Aaron because Gino's the type of guy. The show's over. The show could be great. The show could be bad. He'll just be like, let's get a drink. Let's have a good time. You know, Aaron is a type of he'd be like, oh man, this show was bad. And he'd get into his head and fucking start pointing fingers.
Jesus, this Carlito's Way reboot is gay as fuck.
So I really don't know, but I don't give a fuck, Lewis. I don't care anymore. I'm tired of relying on motherfuckers.
Figs. You need your own podcast. I've got it. Figs Newton. It'll be about physics and cake.
Yes.
Figs Newton.
Let's do it. Figs Newton. No, I have an idea already.
All right, real quick, we must thank Hempire Direct for supporting today's show. If you're over the age of 21 and you like smoking weed, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to love Hempire Direct. They really make incredible products and they really specialize in Delta 8 THC, which is legal in 42 states. They can ship you Delta 8 THC. It's essentially just weed. There's no other way to describe it. It gets you stoned. It's naturally occurring in marijuana, except it's not normal, regular THC that everyone's used to. It's just a different chemical compound. They have THC distillate syringes for dabbing. They have gummies. They have dab diamonds as well. Lots of different products. I'll tell you right now, it's already really affordably priced. It's cheaper than fucking weed to begin with. But if you order directly from HempireDirect.com, that's HempireDirect.com, you can get high quality lab test verified Delta THC with a discount. If you use the promo code GASDABS, 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 you save $5 off of anything you order. Okay. Also, if you go to their site right now, you can enter for a chance to win a $1,000 dab rig. So go do that right now. HempireDirect.com is the website. Make sure you use the promo code GASDABS and grab some incredible Delta 8 THC right to your door. Okay, where were we? But, let's see. In the racist live chat from here on says, I like Chrissy 1,000% more now. Buddy C. Buddy says, Mayor wins. CJ Souza 8 says, Figs is talented? Question mark.
Love you guys.
Yusuf G says, I like retards.
Nice.
Dildo said Chrissy is okay. Dildo, do me a favor. Dylan, don't be in the fucking chat giving your fucking opinions on people. Your job is to fucking think everyone's great. Your job as a producer. No, Dildo needs to fucking just be in. If you're going to be in the chat, it's for technical reasons. It's not your time to fucking get your opinions off.
Yo, Dylan, you know the fucking vibe, Dylan. Dylan knows
Figgy
the fucking
snake,
vibe.
Figgy Dylan snake. Fucking vibe. Figgy snake. Figgy snake.
Fucking Dylan. Yeah, Figs, you sound like you're being a little sensitive. You should have just communicated more clearly with these people. It is what it is.
Perhaps with Chrissy, but not with the other guys. I think that was bullshit what they did.
Are we at podcast war right now within Hot Water?
No, not at all. Listen, I'm Figgy free agents. Okay. I'm not, it's also a weird coincidence that I start doing Gas Digital shit and then this happens. So there's a lot of fucking conspiracies out there.
So you think that there's like a secret beef brewing between Compound Media, Gas Digital?
No, you're who just is trying the most, to start that.
Who is the most Nazi podcast network out there?
We could all be handled live on Fight Island. Pay-per-view, brother.
We have so many blacks, Jews, women, gays on this network. It's fucking crazy. The fact that we're even compared to Compound Media is absolutely crazy. People look at us that way. They really do.
I just want it all to end, Louis. I just want it all to be over.
All right, Figs. Well, I wish you a lot of luck, but you sound like you're a little bit of trouble to work with. What I'm taking from all of this is that Figs is a little
problematic.
Bit,
you know what? And fuck it. I'm out. Fuck it. Fuck you guys. I'm out. I don't give a fuck. I just did a show with fucking Mike Vecchione. I'll just work with Mike Vecchione.
All right, let's get some world news going. Let's clear the air here. Let's see if Figs can do this.
Oh no! And now you're gonna make me tap dance, Berg?
32-year-old Frenchman turns himself into a black alien with body mods and tattoos. Pull up the picture right here. 32-year-old Anthony Lofredo recently got his nose removed in Spain, where it's legal to do so. And that's his latest step to look like a black alien. He also had his upper lip removed, his tongue split, and covered his entire body and eyeballs in tattoos. In the future, he wants to have his skin replaced with metal and wants to modify his limbs and the back of his head. That's a lot.
That is an alien because no lips and no nose. What do their blacks look like?
Jesus.
That used to be him. He was a good looking guy before this.
He was gorgeous.
Shannon, you're into that type of guy. Some fucking meaty douchebag.
And a tattooed neck. I'm into it.
You love it. You love that tattooed neck. But what about after his modifications?
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
He looks like that show Exo Squad. Remember Exo Squad?
He looks like Monroe after he fell off that scooter.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he's fucking...
He gave himself a cleft palate.
He's terrifying. He's terrifying. But let's go...
I think we're all right. I think we're okay. Maybe.
No, let's go to...
Next story.
Let's go to France to Anthony's... what do they call
doctor.
It? Doctor, there we go.
Plastic
God damn
surgery.
It, Zach. God damn it, Zach. You're really in my head at all times. I love it. That's why I need Zach here. He's 50% of the show. I can get my words out. We're going to Anthony's plastic surgeon. Plastic surgeon. Shut the fuck up, everyone.
Plastic surgeon. It's like a substitute for regular surgeon.
Plastic surgeon Jacques Lacroix. Talk to us about this client.
Hello, Adam. Oh my God, this is unbelievable catastrophe. One moment, please. What's in the cotopin? C'est l'étoté.cantanamo, black alien. You don't know what was happening here. This is not my job. I wanted to do normal rhinoplasty, but someone took advantage and turned him into a creature from the Men in Black. I'm sorry, but I'm losing connection. Sorry, the Zoom
thank
call.
You, thank you, Jacques Lavoc.
Making me tap dance. I'm going to do my own shit, man.
No, dude. You need to fucking tap dance. You need to stop being opinionated and showing your ass and how sensitive you are.
What would you do, Lewis? What would you do?
I tap dance every day. Every fucking day I'm tap dancing on these shows. Welcome to fucking show business, baby boy. Sometimes you got to tap dance.
Okay. All right.
So.
Next story.
Oh, man.
I'm going to make my own fucking studio. I'm going to get jacked. I already got a kettlebell. So I'm good, man.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm tired of this shit. I put in the work, baby boy. It's fun. We're supposed to be friends. We're supposed to be pals. See, you barely know me. So if you said Figs, look fuck at, off, I wanted I'd be, to say I'd be this, like, cool.
I, you know, Figs already. I'm little slight jabs. No overhand rights like Aaron Gino. No nothing. And already he's getting very sensitive. I want to point this out to the audience right now. He is losing it. Slowly but surely.
What do you mean? I just pitched him the best idea for a podcast I've ever had. Figs Newton.
I don't mind it. What is Zach? What modifications do you have?
I have all my earrings out except the one on my dick and my
one
mom
in your
Ralph.
Face.
Yeah, that's it. 2-gauge Prince Albert and my mom Ralph.
Do you have to oil it, the Prince Albert? Do you have to put a little Vaseline every now and then inside, or just leave?
No. It's I've had it forever.
If you took your dick piercing out, would it have a giant hole?
It wouldn't. Yeah, it would be weird.
Prince Albert is the one that's on the head.
Yeah, it's through the pee hole and out the bottom of the head.
Fuck you, dude.
You got to have a gnarled cock to be like, if I take this piercing out, it's going to look weird.
But you, so pee doesn't come out of the pee hole, the hole that it goes through. Or I'm sorry, the bottom hole.
No, it just goes through. Yes, thank you. And no, it just comes out by regular pee hole.
Not even a little bit. Like if you squeeze it, could you make? Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah, baby boy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks infected. Look at the little white foamy ring around the ring.
That's not infected. That's just, I think, fresh. That's like a scab.
The newborn baby just got a Prince Albert. It's a fresh one.
Doesn't it look like it would be the toes of that black alien dude?
That, God damn it, dude. I thought about that when I was younger, about getting a dick piercing, because I've had piercings. I've had my eyebrow, my nose, my lip, my nipple, and my ear.
I had my nipple, and it rejected, and I had my smiley, and I ripped it out twice.
What's a smiley?
The webbing out here.
Oh, that's fun.
And, yeah, I ripped it out eating a bacon, egg, and cheese.
What a fat way to have your piercing ripped out.
Have your partner said that, oh, wow, that Prince Albert really fucking, you know, made the
feels like they're lying.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. She liked it. Women like that, though. It's also a great excuse to show women your dick.
Yeah, that's why you wanted one, right? You were just like, you just say you have a Prince Albert, and people say, believe you. Like, Zach was already pulling his cock out. He'd draw attention away from the socks.
Yeah, I mean, I was a cock whipper outer in high school.
Big time, same.
Big time, you know.
I think about that now. Man, that shit would not fly.
I would go up to girls' lunch tables in school, and I wouldn't whip my cock out, but what I would do is I would get my dick like 75-80% hard, and then I would just go up to the table and be like, hey, and then I'd make it pump like through my jeans. I'd make it move.
You would Kegel.
Oh, you flexed the muscle?
You just did Kegels? You fucking yeah. Went around the lunchroom and did Kegels? You
I would. I would.
Dude, that's crazy.
That, and I think about how illegal that probably is now.
Can we give people points in the racist chat? If somebody fucking calls Lewis the Kegel King, can we give them something for that?
No. Not now. Okay. Not after you give him the idea.
Ah, fuck. All right.
But I would also whip my dick out. I was in a band. I was in Salty Black Flower. So I would regularly, all my bandmates would be turned around. I'd be like, hey, guys, look. And I start smashing the cymbals with my cock.
You just found every excuse to take your cock out.
It wasn't for women. It was usually for men that I would take my cock out.
Because it's funny.
Sounds bisexual.
Bisexual alert. Beep.
But this is why I know I'm not bisexual, is because all of the weird gay shit I've done has felt so foreign and strange to me. That I just know, like, even when I like,
yeah, that's how I felt the first time I ate sushi. I eat it all the time now, though.
You just gotta get used to it,
yeah.
I'm desensitized to it. No, I've done a bunch of weird gay shit just to be funny, and it feels very, very foreign. And it feels very like, Zach, the first time you hooked up with a dude, I'm assuming it was to be funny, or like, let me make out with this guy at a party for these chicks to make out, or something like that,
yeah. And then when you continue to do it. When everyone else is gone and you're like, oh, I found out something about me.
That's what I'm saying. I never found that out about myself. Like, I found out about myself that it was strange. Like, putting my lips on another man's lips, like just simply kissing a girl, like a little peck on the lips. It's fucking sexy. Even if the chick's not even hot, there's just something sexy about it. You're like,
or awake. Yeah.
But with a guy, you know, just to be funny, I've kissed Big J. I've kissed a fucking, you know, probably 5 different guys just to be funny.
You fucked a man's butt with a gun.
I did fuck his butt with a gun, but that my skin wasn't touching anything except for the gun, so it was nothing.
You were one with the gun, though.
But when I've put my lips on another man's lips, it feels like
you don't get that electricity.
No, it not only that, it feels very foreign. Like it almost feels like it's not even lip meat. It just feels like this dead fucking weird meat.
And that's because it's his cock.
But that's how I knew when I was answering that bisexual bi detector test. I was answering it so honestly. I was like, I know I'm not. I know for a fact I'm not. I've had enough opportunities to get my dick sucked by guys, transgendered people, fucking
Zach
Amico. And I'm also very open and I'm kind of a freak. I'm a hornball. So I just feel like I would know that about myself. So when the bi detector came back as me lying.
The bi detector? You're fucking really Freudian slipping there, bud.
No.
They did a bit called the bi detector.
It's called the bi detector. So when it came back as me lying, it fucked me up. It fucked me up more than simply, like in my head, had I been, you know, because it was subconscious, it fucked me up even more. Because it was something that I was like, God damn it, dude. Like, am I secretly attracted to men? And it started making me rethink every single thing in my life. I almost sat James down and had a conversation with him.
He wouldn't stop dancing naked, making cat sounds.
True. Meow. Meow. How does this feel, daddy? So, yeah. What about you guys? Any body modifications ever?
Just getting swole.
No. Yeah, I get jacked. Ear pierced, that's all.
Did your ear pierced? Yeah.
I don't even have any tats.
Really?
Yeah, I'm too hairy of a man. I'm not going to shave my back to have another man touch me for 3 hours. It's ridiculous.
A neck tattoo. Up here, you don't have fucking, you don't have any hair on your tricep area, do you?
Lewis, you ever bang a tranny or kiss a transgendered person?
No. Nothing. I went out to dinner with a transgendered person a couple times. And she wanted to suck my cock. And she was actually pretty hot for a transgender person. Like
under the table while you were dining?
No. She was just down. She was like a big comedy fan. She used to come to the stand all the time. And she was pretty hot, actually. She was, if you would have said she was a like a foreign hooker, you could have been convinced that she was a woman. Because she was over the top. It was like, you know, crazy outfits, big fake titties. Like she looked like a fucking Vegas performer almost.
Was her name Jesse Dubai?
No. Okay. Why? Have you hooked up with a transgender person, Mike? Because you said way you said it was kind of a loaded question.
Was it Jesse Dubai?
Was it Jesse Dubai?
Have you fucked Jesse Dubai, Mike? Because it sounds like
Jesse Dubai.
No, it sounded like Ralph is gonna be jealous.
She was on one of the shows and I put my face on her titties. Like I forgot somebody was like, put your face on her titties. I was like, all right. And like I went and it was just 5 o'clock shadow. Like it fucking cut my face. And
like an uncle hug.
Yeah. I was like, oh boy, she smelled like electric shave. I was like, oh.
She smelled like Bud Light and Brute Cologne.
I was like, oh wait, because she was hot. She looked good. They did a really good job on him.
Pull up Jesse Dubai. I want to see
Jesse Dubai. And she's got a fucking rod on her too.
I'll tell you this. In pictures, it's like, all right, that's passable. But then she was at Gas once, and I was like, oh, that's a dude.
Yeah, exactly.
This is actually the problem with VR porn because I went down the VR porn rabbit hole, and I had some fun with some little VR trannies. And
by the way, if that's not a Saturday morning cartoon, VR trannies.
Okay, Jesse Dubai ain't bad.
She's very passable.
She's very passable.
Not in person, though.
She also says that she's psychic and that she reads palms. So that's why she was on my show.
A mentally ill trans person? Get out of here.
Can we see some more pictures of her, Shannon? Because that was a particularly good shot. She looked great there. See, that one, I would... If she
can read palms and she also waxes them.
Yeah. Let's see.
She's cute.
Yeah, she looks pretty fucking good, doggy.
I'm just saying, Shannon, in person, she does not look this good, correct?
You know what, though? She's very feminine. Like, she really comes off like a chick.
Mm. Yeah.
Let's see that one in the jeans right there.
I'll make it bigger.
Yeah, that one, she looks like a fucking UFC fighter there.
Yeah, no, she's jacked. And when she thought like this, but she'll tell you, she could switch it up. She can go like full man. and she tells stories about how she's tricked dudes, you know.
No.
And, well, she her first boyfriend, she wasn't sure, and he was like, and at one moment she was like, I just want to tell you the truth, like I am a man. And then she was like, oh, it's crazy.
Hey, bro, don't kill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Everything else in
don't dude, beat me to death, but I'm a dude.
She would. Yeah, that's crazy.
Is very that nice, though.
Great on mic.
When they're talking about trans lives matter or black trans lives matter, it's, I mean, they're always being murdered by a guy they tricked, right?
It's the reveal. They get killed at the reveal. It's
that's what they call the prestige.
Ta-da!
Zachy Snake.
Yeah, she looks pretty damn good. You know, I've always
sweetheart said this, too.
About Bailey J, I would let her suck my cock. It's such a, it's so funny, like, just being such a pig-headed guy. It's like, Bailey J wouldn't suck any of our cocks. She can do so much better than us. I'm like, yeah, I'd let that fucking tranny suck my cock. Why not, you know?
Day. Yeah, let's make your day.
She wants it. Who's Bailey J? I'll look her up later.
Oh, anyway. Bailey J is excellent. She's
top-notch.
Yeah, she was
yeah.
attractive in real life. Like, I met her in person, and she had little tiny hands and tiny wrists and a fat knob in between her legs that I don't know that I can get past. But when I get
right slime. Past it down to that asshole.
I haven't actually orgasmed to transgendered porn, but I did go down that rabbit hole. There she is. By the way, she doesn't look as good in pictures as she does in real life.
Yeah, it's she like looks better in real life.
Way better in real life. In real life, she looks like a little fucking gothy fucking sex kitten. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, she's got a schlong on him.
They all do.
They all
do. I don't think I've ever seen a transgendered porn star with a small dick.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What are you gonna do? I feel like there's like less of a market for that, you know?
Yeah.
Like the guys who are looking for that, like you, they want to see the fucking hog. You know what I mean? Like
I want a small penis. I want to feel like.
Yeah, I want to be inferior. You know, I want to be superior.
I'm not gonna fuck this tranny and then have her have a fucking bigger piece than me. It's a guy. I'm not gonna be able to stay hard. That's just the reality.
Yeah, but then just grab hers and pretend it's yours and feel that power.
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah, fuck her missionary and grab the cock like it's a joystick and you're controlling her through it. Yeah, it's a flight simulator.
Zach, have you ever fucked with a transgender person?
No, I have not.
Has anybody here?
No.
There used to be a trans woman who drove around Bensonhurst trying to get people to jump in her Volkswagen Beetle. It had the license plate A Bug's Life, and I almost got tricked pretty drunk once at like 3 in the morning.
AIDS.
Oh yeah. Around naked. I swear to God, Lou, I was walking home from the F train once, and you just see this blue Volkswagen Beetle pull up to the corner, and it's just a naked blonde with huge tits. And I was like, "Hello!" And she's like, she signals to come around the corner and rolls down the windows like, "You like it?" And I was like, whoa, I'm good. I sobered up immediately. And I was like, I'm good. Thank God it was a cold night. If it had been hot out, I would have jumped right in that car.
One time.
A Bug's Life?
I saw a Mexican guy jump in there at the parking lot of the Nathan's on 86th Street. And I was just like, oh, no, bad for that guy.
Well, she was giving him work.
Oh, true.
Yeah, she had a pickup truck.
Yeah. One time I hooked up when I was selling Comedy Club tickets when I was maybe 21 years old, 22 years old. I hooked up with a fat Puerto Rican chick who was hanging out with trannies. And I wasn't 100% positive that she wasn't also a tranny. She wasn't. She was very like, looked like a fat Puerto Rican chick. Looked just like a fat Puerto Rican chick. She gave me head for $20. She charged me. And so I didn't really hook
up there. That's a good deal, though.
I got a blowjob by a hooker in front of the McDonald's in Times Square.
I like the way you said she charged me. Like, she charged me. Like, usually they don't fucking charge you.
Well, no, when I would sell Comedy Club tickets, I would always, my game was I would stand out there and try to hook up with chicks nonstop. And these fucking, this group of fucking whores walk by. And one or two of them were definitely trannies. But this one, I was, you know, positive, kind of a cute chick, but just a chubby Puerto Rican chick. And I was like, oh, you want to hook up? And she was like, I'll suck your dick for $20. And I was like, okay. And then we went into.
Okay.
Then we went.
I'll suck your dick for $20.
Hey, bro. Pound it out. No, she. We went.
You like the way I suck your dick? I love the way you suck my dick.
Hey, you sound just like me. You sound just like me. We went behind a construction site, like in New York City. You'll see. It'll just be like essentially like
wooden, big blue walls.
Yes, a big blue wall where it's behind a construction site, and we like.
She worked there. She put her fucking hard hat down, clocked out.
But I couldn't come because the whole time in my head I was like, "Is this a fucking tranny?" Because I was just, when you're horned up and you're just in that moment, you're like, "No, it's not." And then as soon as like I started like real, I was looking at my surroundings. I'm in a construction site behind these walls. She had a big back. I remember looking down and her back, large and wide.
Fuck it, outside linebacker. The whole steel industry's gay.
Hot stuff coming through.
So that's the only time that I could even question it, but I couldn't nut. And that was just because, and if I took a lie detector test right now, I would tell you that I believe that that was a woman, but she was gross enough, and the factors and the variables were gross enough that it prevented me from having an orgasm. So, but that was the closest.
You steal her lunch pail?
So a tranny sucked your dick.
So long story short, I got my dick sucked by a gross tranny. It wasn't even a hot one. It wasn't even a hot tranny. So it was a gross one.
Some D1 level fullback sucked your dick.
I went into a rub and tug one time and it was a transgendered person and I walked out. And I felt bad. Like I felt really fucking bad. It was like a Dominican like dude. It looked like a dude in a wig. It was so sad.
Mira, papi, ven aquí. Ven aquí.
Dude, it was, she was gross. This thing was fucking just absolutely disgusting. And I was like, no, I gotta go. I'm out.
So, papi, I'm telling you, I'm a woman. I'm not a man. Come on. I'm telling you.
What's the gayest thing you've ever done, Figs?
I got drunk my friend's birthday. Just like what you say, like, you know, you fucking kiss Big J. I was one time we were hammered. We were inside of a.
Hold on.
We
got no, it's not just like, I kissed Big J for a bit on a podcast to freak out.
Yeah,
or,
it was a bit with my friends. It was a.
There's no bit if there was podcast. No podcast, no cameras. It was just you drunk. You and a guy drunk on his birthday.
Yeah, but there was cameras.
I mean, yeah, you know, it wasn't on Spotify, but it was a fucking bit. We were having a good time.
Oh, and, no candles on your cake? I've got something you can blow.
everybody was hammered, and then we just fucking. I think I grabbed one dude. I fucking kissed him right in the mouth, and then
with before Tom.
You know it, we were all fucking. We were high. No, just like touching our faces. And then we were just all doing it, laughing. It's really hard to explain. We were young.
No. It's not hard to explain. We're hearing you went very to a kissing clearly. Party. You and a bunch of guys all kissed each other.
You gotta be part of the group chat. You gotta be part of the group chat to understand. It was just guys being guys. It was a fun night in Hurley's on 48th Street in Manhattan. It was good times, man.
Shit. So you had a kissing party with a bunch of your
nobody kissed. We were doing it, and it was so bad that we were cracking up. It just became, yo, we were hammered.
All right, so Lewis got blown by a construction worker. You played 7 minutes in heaven.
I gave all my buddies mono, and that was pretty much it. No tongue. Nah, that's gay, dude. Just space mushing.
Chris, Chris is, here's the thing. Chris is, whatever he's about to say, he's done something gayer, but the way he grew up in Brooklyn is not okay. Like
I'm in my home. I'm not telling you this story. Not in a studio. What are you, crazy? Are you insane?
Wait not a in minute. Front of my Wolverine poster. Are you fucking
Have you done, what's the gayest thing you've done?
No, Chris is literally going to be like, one time I pet a small dog. Like that's going to be the gayest thing he's ever done.
So one time I hit my girlfriend. That is the gayest thing I've ever done.
And I hurt my hand, you know? No, I'm not.
Nothing gay. There's an answer to this, though. There is the gayest thing you've done. You've done an activity that is somewhere on the spectrum of gay.
Mm-hmm.
What is that activity?
Lewis, I just got finished telling you I'm in my home with no doors closed. I'm not telling
you
the story.
Would your girl be mad at you if you've done some gay shit?
I'm just not, it's not happening right now. This is not happening. I'll text you after the show.
We all assume it's way gayer than any of us.
No! Here, text you right now.
Text me right. Can I read it? Can I read the text on the show?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You just literally don't want your girlfriend to leave you.
What do you live with your father?
What type of WAP trash are you dating that she would leave you after years of being together?
Christopher, I ain't dating no fanook.
Christopher, that baggage shit, Christopher.
Your fucking comic book. I think it's hilarious that your chick would leave you if you experimented.
No,
I came home and I broke.
Don't want to have a conversation.
I broke it to my girlfriend that I was bisexual. I sat her down. I was like, just so you know, you're going to hear some things. And she was like, who cares? Whatever. And I was like,
you mean, no, that girl you've been dating for a cup of coffee? Like, it's like, what do you mean? It's a different situation here.
Yeah, maybe you're right. You're right. All right. Well, Chris is sending me a text message. Let me just take a quick moment and thank Manscaped for supporting today's show. Manscaped, the makers of the Lawnmower 3.0. Zach, I'm going to tell you right now, I love this product. I know you just got yours.
Dude, it's absolutely phenomenal. They sent me like the care package thing with the ball cream and the deodorant and the lawnmower. Dude, I fucking love it.
I know. I never, like, when I was a kid, I didn't really give a shit about like trimming up my downstairs. When I have done it in the past, when I've used a Bic razor, I've nicked myself almost every single time. So I started being afraid to start manscaping. And I'm going to tell you right now, you got to do it. Manscaped, they make the Lawnmower 3.0, which is the safest way to trim your ball hair. It's nearly impossible to cut yourself with it. I do it in 30 seconds. I'm just zoom, zoom, zoom. I go right down there. It's waterproof. They got an LED light if you want to do it in the dark. If you're one of our goth listeners.
You can use it in the shower. And it's got a light on the end in case your balls want to tell a scary story.
They really do have some incredible products. It has quiet stroke technology, so nobody can even hear when you're trimming up your balls. I have two of them. I use one for my face. I use one to trim up my mustache, and then I shave my head if it ever grows in too much before I bick my head. So you don't have to just use them for your balls, but it's just a great product. If you have a man in your life, if you are the man in your life and there's something to celebrate, this is a great gift. I'll tell you right now, birthday gift, Christmas gift, whatever it is, grab them the Lawnmower 3.0 from Manscaped. It's an incredible product, and we actually give you a discount, okay? If you go to manscaped.com, manscaped.com, use the promo code REALASS. Use that promo code. You're going to get 20% off your whole order plus free shipping. They have incredible products. Not only do they have the 3.0, but like Zach said, they have the ball deodorant. They have the aftershave. They have all of these different products to keep yours downstairs looking and smelling as fresh as possible. I love it. My girlfriend loves it. Everyone in my life loves it. I show my dick to everyone now. I pull it out. I'm like, you like that? Yeah, that's all Manscaped. So once again, go to manscaped.com, get free shipping, 20% off with the promo code REALASS. Okay, where were we? Let's see. What is the gayest thing that Chris has done? I got my text message from him right here.
I wish it was a hardcore shit.
I wouldn't even call that gay.
Okay, right here. Harrington, by the way, I said, yo, Gomez watches Seinfeld isn't up on Gas Digital. I'm getting really sick and tired of mistakes being made in my name, which is a fucking nasty text message for the morning.
I would have fucking blocked you. I would have blocked you, deleted you.
So then I also CC'd Bobby Hutch, who's the executive producer for Gas Digital, and he said, Harrington, this is your job, but what is the issue? And then Harrington wrote, no issue, just slipped my mind as a step. I'll add it to my workflow checklist and upload to streaming media when I schedule it going forward. Now, four episodes in, he'll add it to his fucking list of things to do. He's suspended.
Am I the only one that sent sarcasm in that email? A lot of sarcasm.
Oh, I see. All right, so Chris said the gayest thing he's ever done is just the standard train shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Listening to train while he blows a guy.
Yeah.
Kings of Jupiter, sons of moon, everybody is gay as shit. Yeah.
That song just gets him all horned up. He wants to fuck a guy every time he hears train.
Don't tell my girlfriend that I sucked the dick.
Does that fall on the spectrum of gay shit, running a train on a chick?
I mean, you see a cock, but it's not yours. Kind of gay.
Yeah, as long as you're not touching it. I will say I do have a weird fantasy about double penetrating a chick. I have masturbated recently to double penetration porn, and that sort of fucked me up a little bit. Like, is that on the gay spectrum? If you, because you For have sure. your dicks are essentially separated by 132.
Oh, you weren't even talking about Eiffel Towering? You're definitely bisexual, bro.
Oh, no, I'm talking about double penetration. Eiffel Towering is not gay at all. That's letting that little piggy be a piggy. She wants to be a piggy. Okay. Shannon's been double teamed before. We've talked about this on the show.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
Not double penetrated in the way that you're saying.
Not double penetrated, though, but you took one in the mouth, one in the puss.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It bothers me every time she says it.
Yeah, it bothers me. Really. I don't know why. It hurt me.
It hurts inside.
It hurts too.
Shannon, it really bothers me. But it did turn you on, though, to have a penis in your mouth while you're being fucked. I mean, I understand it. Like, when a girl sits on my face while I'm getting rode by another chick, it's pure heaven. It's pure ecstasy.
Yeah, because you're having the attention of, like...
No, Lewis, you slipped them both pure ecstasy. That's why they did it.
I'm not the drink for the girls.
Come here. It rules. It fucking rules. It straight up rules. Having a threesome, but when it's a chick, you're just like... Because society just tells you not to be that pig, not to fucking start sucking some other guy's dick while another guy's fucking you. And you just couldn't even avoid that, Shannon.
Oh, I could have avoided it. I chose not to.
But you love it. You love it to this day. You think about it sometimes, I bet.
Weren't they cousins?
No, friends.
Shannon, do you ever masturbate thinking about that experience?
Sometimes.
You fucking whore. You're suspended with Harrington for 1 week.
Take her off the group chat.
Jesus Christ, Shannon, stop being such a pig.
You're suspended with Harrington and another man of your choice for the next week.
Yeah, but I mean, I've done that. Me and a few friends have double teamed chicks. Have we ever run a train? Yeah, we have. Oh, yeah, we've run trains. Yep. I was like, have I run a train? Oh, yeah.
That'll do it.
What's the cleaning process of a train? When you are you wearing?
They close down from 1 to 5 and hose it down.
How do they clean trains? No, I'm assuming you guys wore condoms, right?
Condoms.
Condoms. Hold on.
We know Figs is gay now.
Yeah, that's the gayest thing Figs has ever said.
Honey, get my lifestyle.
This is why Chrissy Mayer has no respect for you. No, nobody's running a train. Listen, you're running a train on a chick. You've made some horrible decisions. Yes. Nobody's putting a condom on at the same time.
You've made the decisions that have led to the lifestyle that involves you being around all those people who are down with that at the same time. And then the series of decisions that night.
Yeah, the amount of left turns that you took when you should have turned right are wild. And then at the end of it, you're like, you know what? Time to get responsible, everybody. That is fucking crazy. That would be the craziest thing I've ever heard somebody say.
All right, better question. When you run a train, does one guy have his pants off while it's his turn and then he puts his pants back on, or is everybody just pants off?
Chris, no, when you say run a train, do you mean like the girls in a room and the guys, check in, check out, and you high five the guys, he goes in the room while you leave?
No.
Because I've done that too. I've done same room. I don't know if I've run a train on a chick in the same room. The only time I've run a train was we passed her off. Like the guy was finished, next guy came in, he finished, next guy came in, he finished, then I came in.
Well, you grew up in Rockland County.
I was the cleanup guy. It was my job. I came in with a squeegee, some goggles, and
she have one of those things they have the deli counter where you take a number.
Yeah. But I've double teamed a few chicks, and I've had, I guess you would consider, four-person orgies.
Yeah.
A little swap. I remember one time me and Dave Smith were fucking these two chicks, and it was like his chick was so much hotter than mine. And we were free market, about it. We were gonna
run for president, by the way.
We were swapping. We were swapping these chicks. That was the whole plan, is to swap these fucking bitches, and I was gonna get a turn with the hot chick as well. And then in the middle of it, like I just start like I'm getting blown by the one chick.
You had the Mad Cats controller for the whole time.
And then I start finger banging. We're all in the same bed. I start finger banging the other chick while she's blowing Dave. I'm going to blow him by this chick. And the girl realized that it wasn't Dave's fingers inside of her in that moment. And she looked down. She was like, "What? What's going on?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were going to have an orgy." She's like, no, we'll just stay with." And then I had to just fucking kiss my fat chick the whole time and like be with her. So annoyed. I was like, "Come on, my fat chick wants some big Dave cock as well."
Damn.
Yeah. But that was, that was a year ago. That was way back in the second half of 2020. What about that, Figs? Have you ever done that? Like double teamed a chick or ran a train on a chick?
No, I've always had a girlfriend. I've always had a girlfriend for a long time.
That's not what we asked.
Mike Fags. That's what we're calling you from now on, Mike Fags.
I said that in the racist live chat like an hour ago.
Oh, did you?
Those facts are irrelevant.
Never, ever, man.
Wow.
Never fucking, just, you know. Yeah, I banged a girl that liked fat guys one time. Well, she's in the other room right now. But at one time, when I used to work at the comic strip, there was this bartender, the hottest fucking bartender there. And she went up to me and was like, I like you. And I was like, oh, you must have saw my set. She's like, no, I like guys that are chubby. And I was like, what?
Text me her name because I also had sex with a bartender from the comic strip. And I want to know if it's the same chick.
So weird.
Text me her name right now, Figs.
No, not the comic strip. I'm sorry, Doc Watson's, the bar next to the comic strip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There was this hot ass chick, and I didn't know how to feel about it, but I was like, all right, fuck it, use me. I didn't give a fuck.
Why would you think the bartender next door saw your set?
Oh, because she was a friend of ours. She would come in all the time to the comic strip. She was like, you know, we were cool. She, you know, yeah. We were her regulars. So whenever we came in, she was like, hey, it was the guys. And then she started, you know. But she said, I like you because you're fat. Like, I was like, oh, stop it. Get out of here. I ain't doing any guys. She's like, no, I like you because you're chubby.
I like a fucking fat guy.
And I was like, okay.
Right, that's so weird because I'm so grossed out by fat chicks. Like, yeah. I've done it, and we all would do it. But it's not like if you like fat chicks, like, that's your thing, you have a little bit of a defect. Now, I know what Zach's about to say.
Jesus, you racist?
I love fat chicks. Zach, you don't. Zach, you've only been able to get fat chicks, so you've adapted your lifestyle.
I've been with plenty of tiny chicks.
And you don't like them as much as fat chicks.
It's weird. It's like a Frankenstein syndrome. I feel like I'm going to break them.
Yeah, that's fucking heavy metal cock.
I feel like I want to drown them in a lake.
Yeah. They're going to be picking flowers. I get confused and toss them in.
Yeah, I love a nice little fucking petite chick. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The best. Just the best. A chick with a great body. I mean, I'm not really reinventing the wheel here.
I met a girl at a gelato stand one time, and you couldn't see her body, and she had a beautiful face. We exchanged numbers, and then we went out to date, and she climbed like a pear.
She climbed out of the fridge. Turns out she was fat.
she was a chunkster, and I gave her the best day of her life, and then I never talked to her again.
But I get what you're saying with that, Figs, because I'm sort of the same way. So I have definitely hooked up with chicks that aren't super attractive, but then I feel like I am pleasuring them, and I sort to feel like the fucking man. It'll turn me on. It's very like American History X. Like, I'll be in the mirror being like, hey, you fucking like that, you fucking little fat ugly bitch, you love it.
Well, yeah, okay.
You're thinking of American Psycho.
What did I say?
American History.
Oh yeah, so I make her bite the curb and I step on the back of her neck and then I fuck a guy in jail. What? Mm-hmm.
Take that, you fat kike. Take that. Yeah.
Say this, it means not fucking welcome.
Yeah, sorry. American Psycho. You know what the fuck I meant. You know what I meant, Zach.
Motherfucker.
But there's something to that. There's something to pleasuring an uggo and I'm not fucking hot, so I'm not sitting here, but I get to feel hot in that moment.
Yeah, I just like that I was pleasing her. I felt like I'm doing a good deed. And then I never spoke to her again, and I was like, I felt guilty because she was like, why are you not responding to me? And I was like, maybe I should have just left early.
Why are you not responding? She's just shoving gelato into her face.
Yeah.
Fight her depression.
You never come by the stand again and get the cookies and cream gelato like you used to. Good day. Good old
times. Those were good old times. What are you guys doing today in the snow? We're going to wrap up in a few minutes here, but what do you guys, anything planned?
Absolutely nothing. I got a production meeting for Bye Guys after this.
Oh, you do? That's fun. What time?
We're gonna, after your guys' meeting.
Yeah. Who's your producers?
Alex.
Hell yeah. Somebody else asked to be on Bye Guys. Who was a producer? Oh. Huh. Who was
Dylan?
Maybe. I don't know. Nobody wants to work with Dylan, though.
Was it you, Lewis?
I want to be your producer of Bye Guys.
Are you questioning yourself again, Lewis?
Maybe. Maybe.
Just saying Bye Guys is making him produce cum. His dick.
Yeah, when you don't have a kid, a snow day is just
inconvenient. I'm going to go help a friend dig out his dad's car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have to do the same shit, dude.
I'm going to go help dig out his dad.
I wish there was somebody that I could pay. Like, I told James we were going to shovel today, and he's really excited about it. And I was like, I really wish it was just some fucking little Puerto Rican kid going door to door asking to shovel my driveway.
You're a looper?
Yeah. Because that's what I would do when I was.
I used to do that. I made bank doing that.
I used to make bank. Well, the other thing is when you're a little kid, bank is $30. Like, you're like, holy shit.
No, you can make, if you got out early, you could make $100, $10 a house.
I would charge between $5 and $10, depending on how much shoveling there was.
Yeah. You like can make $100 in a day.
I would. I would make $20 to $30, and I'd be very, very happy with that.
That's grinding.
Now that you have the house, is that like a bummer when you see all the snow? You're like, fuck, I got to take care of all this.
Oh, you have a corner. Your house on a corner, too. That stinks.
So what I did was last time it snowed, the last snowstorm, I went outside with my shovel. And I did shovel a bunch. But as I started shoveling, my neighbor has one of those electronic snow plows that you push like a lawnmower.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And like I was just doing it. And I made sure, it was a conscious effort. I made sure to make eye contact with him at one point during my shoveling. And he looked at me and I saw him fucking go like, fuck, I have to offer to do this for him. For him, it's nothing. There's no effort. I would almost consider buying one of those electronic snow plows, but it doesn't snow. It only snows like 2 or 3 times a year. So I don't know how much are those, Shannon? Look those up. Like one of those push plows.
Probably a couple $100.
Yeah, if it's $200 or less, I would consider getting it.
I mean, you plan on living in a house forever now, right? You're not moving back to an apartment.
But it's not enough. Like, I have a shovel, and it's not that much effort to shovel. I mean, this is going to be a lot. This is going to be like
a good workout, though.
Yeah, it's a really good workout.
One of these?
Yeah, $5.99, $260. That's going to be a shit one, dude. It doesn't even have $109. Yeah. The Toro Power Shovel.
$60.99.
That's just a shovel. The one for $60.99 is just a shovel.
It's an inconveniently shaped shovel.
Seems like $300.
$300. These guys.
$300. You figure it's a lifetime investment.
3.5 stars, 4 stars, $135 for this one. Wow, that's not bad at all. I almost feel like I would spend up to $300 if it was really good. This one has 3 stars. Go down. That's for $549.
Maybe. Right, we're just shopping now.
Maybe. Maybe I'll buy one. Who knows? This actually sounds like a fucking great deal. $162.
Dude, I bet you could convince James to pay for one of these with his fucking allowance if he's so excited to go shovel.
One of my shovel cost me like $40. I have a really nice shovel. I feel like an asshole. For $20 more, I could have gotten an electronic power shovel. This is crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, man.
So I guess people in the chat are saying don't get electric. You got to get gas. Oh, a gas powered one. Why is the electric one not powerful enough?
Well, where are you going to run the extension cord all around your house?
I have 2 outdoor jacks.
But if you get the gas powered one, when your son wants to start making money shoveling driveways, he can go around with that thing.
No, he's not using that. Look at that one.
These are the gas ones.
Oh yeah, this is $1,000.
Holy shit.
Just run for $300 there.
$400. That has 5 stars. All right, we'll see what happens. I'll let you guys know. I'll do a little Instagram video of me and my son shoveling. It'll be fucking adorable. But it's done though. You can't start shoveling now.
Yeah, no, I'm waiting too. I'm worried because it's fucking.
Where do you want to shovel halfway through because it doesn't get too heavy?
No, because it's windy out. It'll just. I fucking once came home drunk. My dad used to wake me up at fucking 9 a.m. to shovel the front of the house, and I came home drunk once at like 4:30, and I was like,
I started kissing all of the boys in my neighborhood.
Our tongues got stuck together like Christmas Story.
Yeah. Yeah, we were like a rat king, but just our faces. No, but I shoveled and he still woke me up. He was like, I shoveled at 5 a.m. It's fine. And I look outside. I was like, fuck, all the wind had blown all the snow right back.
Ah, the wind. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, let's wrap this one up. This has been a fun show. Mike Figgs, very happy to know that you've dumped all that Compound Media dead weight. They were holding you back, yes, baby boy. The sky's the limit here.
Remember this. Somebody subscribed to your podcast, left you 5 stars, and then they said they did it because of me. Just remember that, bro. Wow. Remember that.
It was you.
It was me. I deserve retribution, bro.
And that's because on the Italians, we love breaking bread. And breaking balls.
Oh. God, I hate you guys. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure you subscribe to Gas Digital. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. I'll be on Twitch Friday night. I'm doing a stream 9:30 p.m. Eastern, where I'm giving away a Vista Mini 2 from xvapeusa.com. to an electronic dab rig, which it's really, really great, high quality for a fraction of the cost of some of its competitors. So really, really well reviewed. People fucking love it. But yeah, go subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And we will be back on Wednesday in studio with another great show. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.